Hello.
Hi, this is James, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to know your opinions. Let me ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature? Let me give you the answers. For example, you will say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you are not very likely to vote, you are not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote.
I will very, very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Thank you for that, sir. Before we continue, let me tell you that is actually a really quick survey, so it won't take too much of your time, okay? Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or not registered in any party, or some other political
party? No party affiliation. No party affiliation.
Perfect. And what is your main racial background? White, Asian, Hispanic,
African
American, white. Thank you for that. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Okay. And generally speaking, will you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on their wrong track?
I think things are going pretty much in the right direction.
Okay.
Stock market's up 18% last year.
Okay, okay. Let me mark that down here as your answer, and thank you very much for that. Now, from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on? For example, most to help you and your family. For example, abortion, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, climate and environment, housing and property insurance cost, K through 12 education, crime and public safety, taxes, access and cost of healthcare, illegal immigration, or inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
I select one out of that group?
Yeah. Yes, that's
I'm
right.
I want to pass on that question.
Pass on that question. Thank you for that. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democrat candidate and the Republican candidates? For example, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democrat candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Is this for state senator?
This is for the state house, Florida State House.
I would slightly tend towards the Republican candidate.
Slightly, okay. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat disapprove? Strongly approve or somewhat approve? You say somewhat approve.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And now, you will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. For example, if you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, you can let me know as well so I can mark that down as your answer. For example, Kamala Harris.
Approve.
Very approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Sienna Osta.
Pass.
Pass, okay. Mike Caruso.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you for that. And if the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Now, and will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democrat candidate?
Well, I'm definitely not voting for Donald Trump, so that means I'm definitely voting for
Kamala Harris. Excellent. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Mike Caruso.
Mike Caruso. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else, or did not vote for president?
Someone else.
Someone else, okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
I vote for Republicans as much as I vote for Democrats.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, will you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm Republican against Trump.
Or will you say that you are very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate, somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education have you completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's.
College graduate with a bachelor's degree. How much longer we got here, partner?
We're almost done. I think that's just three questions. Three questions, I think, and we're almost done. For example, what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Islamic, agnostic, or non-believer?
No answer.
No answer. Thank you for that. And, well, this concludes our survey today. Thank you very much, and
okay.
Thanks for your participation.
You're welcome.
Stay safe, okay? Bye-bye.
All right, bye.